WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. There's no sign of any progress to end the government shutdown, and the Trump administration warned today there's no guarantee federal workers will receive back pay once it does end. These flyers are concerned about air traffic controllers, many of whom have called in sick.
They are, in essence, the same as firefighters, police. They're serving the public, and public lives are at stake.
That's the way they have to protest, right? They have no other way to show that it's hurting not just them, but us.
Correspondent Allison Keyes has more from Washington.
President Trump signed a law ensuring back pay for federal workers during a spending lapse, but now he says it depends upon who we're talking about.
There are some people that really don't deserve to be taken care of, and we'll take care of them in a different way.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says
every single furloughed federal employee is entitled to back pay.
National Guard troops from Texas are at an Army Reserve Center in Illinois ahead of an expected deployment. CBS's Sabrina Franza is outside the facility.
There's a training facility here where it seems like they are staying for the time being. There seems to be these barrack-style makeshift structures, and there are plenty of them to house what we believe is going to be at least 200 people coming specifically from Texas over the next week or so. So those folks have been here, and we've seen them walking around bringing in materials.
Talks in Egypt to end the war in Gaza were in their second day at the White House.
We are very close to making a deal on the Middle East that will bring peace to the Middle East after all of these years of millions and millions, tens of millions of people being killed. There's a chance to bring peace to the Middle East.
CBS's Haley Ott is in Tel Aviv.
Everyone we've spoken to can't believe that it's been 2 years since the October 7th attack, and that there are Israeli hostages who have been in captivity for that entire time, 48 total, around 20 of whom are believed to still be alive.
The Supreme Court heard arguments today on Colorado's ban on conversion therapy for minors. Here's correspondent Michael Wallace.
Most medical groups agree conversion therapy can be harmful. Colorado Solicitor General Shannon Wells Stevenson told the court,
"A state cannot be required to let its vulnerable young people waste their time and money on an ineffective, harmful treatment."
Attorney James Campbell argued on behalf of a licensed Christian counselor who claims the ban violates her free speech rights.
"The First Amendment doesn't permit Colorado censorship."
On Wall Street today, stocks finished lower. The Dow Jones Industrials off by 92 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Brewers are one game away from a clinch. A special Amtrak train called the Brewers Express will be taking fans from Milwaukee to Chicago tomorrow for Game 3 of the NLDS at Wrigley Field. If the Brewers win, they move on in the playoffs. The train with a stop in Sturtevant offers brats and giveaways to passengers and does return in the evening. A watch party is planned in Milwaukee for fans staying closer to home. First pitch tomorrow is at 4:08. Drugs or alcohol likely caused a deadly head-on crash in Summer Sunday night, where a GMC pickup crossed the center line and hit a Honda SUV. The SUV driver died at the scene, and the pickup truck driver was seriously injured. Highway E was closed for hours during the investigation. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is looking into what happened. Gas prices in Racine County are at $2.71 a gallon today, which is cheaper than Kenosha County and most places in Wisconsin. The state average is at $2.77, and it recently went down overall due to OPEC production increases. Wisconsin saw a record high of 98 domestic violence deaths last year, mostly women and mostly involving guns. That's according to a group called End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Advocates warn violence is rising as federal funding declines, forcing cuts in staff and services statewide. A 27-year-old Milwaukee man was caught with fentanyl, cocaine, and a syringe in Racine County Court while nodding off during a hearing. 27-year-old Calvin Burnside faces felony bail jumping and drug possession charges. He had been previously released on bond with strict conditions. And it may not feel like it, but tis the season. Applications are now open for the 2025 Racine Holiday Parade. That's going down November 8th. There's more information about how to sign up on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers roll past the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-3 victory over the Cubs in their best of five playoff series. The Cubs have now lost two in a row. Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, in the first two games, we have just not, you know, produced enough pressure on them. And it's, you know, that's going to add up to a lot of zeros.
Game three tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock at Wrigley Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asks if Quinn Priester will be on the mound.
Do you know what your plans are for game three starting pitcher?
Game three will be Priester.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Heat 103-93 in preseason play. The Packers held practice and wide receiver Christian Watson out there since that ACL injury last January. Does it feel good to be back?
100%. I got to knock a little bit of rust off. Obviously, it's been a while since I've been able to, you know, go out there and play football, but from just, you know, confidence and just running and everything, it felt really good.
That's Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. We'll look for sunshine for tomorrow, a high right around 60 degrees. And sun will continue to warm us up Thursday, highs in the low 60s. Temps continue to warm for Friday and the weekend. Currently at 64 degrees.
And it's time now for the class reunion, brought to you and each weekday by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168. They bring you the class reunion that Kurt Vollman does. I'm filling in for him. I'm nobody. I'm Cindy Huber. And as we celebrate the top three songs this week from the year 1973. We're also going to take a quick glance at the movies. What was huge this year? Well, Live and Let Die, James Bond movie. Paper Moon, to Adam O'Neill and her dad. And, yeah, Ryan O'Neill. Okay. And Matt, if you're old, you know that, okay? If you're under 60, maybe not so much. Also, there was a great, great movie out that starred the late Paul Newman, and now I hate to say this, the late Robert Redford, and it was a movie called The Sting.
What's your problem? I'm putting $500,000 on Lucky Down to win third race at Riverside.
Can't lay that off in time. A bet like that could break us.
Not only are you a cheat, you're a gutless cheat as well.
Four to one. Take all of it.
Around the turn.
There's nothing to worry about.
Damn ahead. Dr. Twinkling.
Orton. Put it all on Lucky Dan. $500,000 to win.
Into the far turn. It's Lucky Dan still a link. Dr. Twinkling.
Place.
It's the
place. I'm lucky.
Into the sky.
Who's it going to run second?
I'm a dreamer. I have. Dr. Twinkling.
All right, that is just a great clip. If you've ever seen the movie, you know that's like, whoa. Now it's getting intense. The person that was getting intense, who was there with Paul Newman, was Robert Shaw. Why did that voice sound familiar? Because just 2 short years later, Robert Shaw would be the guy that was eaten by the shark in Jaws. But what was the number 3 song this week, you asked? Cindy, get back to the music. Well, the number 3rd song in the country this week, or the number 3, is a song that I'm waiting to start up. And once again, I'm trying to figure out why this isn't playing. Oh, that's because I got to turn it up. they're letting old people run this radio station. Come on. Grand Funk Railroad, we're an American band.
Yeah.
guys, Grand Funk Railroad, we're an American band. Gosh, it's always good when I get this thing to work. Oh, man, I'm sorry, old people running the radio station. When we should be in the nursing homes, that's right. Anyway, so there, I'm Cindy Huber, and maybe I shouldn't. This way, you know that it's live, folks. I am not phoning this in from home. This is the class reunion of 1973. All those songs were hits this week. Back in 73 on WRJN, and American band Grand Funk was number 3 on the charts. This next song almost went to number 1, but there was a song keeping it out of number 1. But before we do that, we should really check in the top TV shows this week in 1973, because they were great. We are talking about TV shows like All in the Family, The Bob Newhart Show, Mary Tyler Moore. Last year was her, when we did 1970 yesterday, that song was, that TV show was just starting. And by now, it was in the top 5 on the TV charts. Another big show this week, Hawaii Five-0. And then there was this great show, Who Loves You, Baby?
Lieutenant Kojak,
you cockroach.
Well, as I live and breathe, Warren G. Harding.
The name is Gantz, Lieutenant. I believe we've met before.
Of course we have, Counselor. I book him and you bail him. Between us, we make a great revolving door. And last but not least, this cluster of debutantes. Hey, look, Deidre, I'm sorry I missed your coming out party. I hear you were crowned Miss Silicon. Is that right?
Hey, Kojak. Did you come here to break in a nightclub back door, or was there something special you wanted?
Hey, Counselor, you tell your client to have his mouth behave, or he's a prime candidate for a get-well card.
Threaten me! You heard that? He threatened me!
Greeks, they don't threaten. They utter prophecies.
There you go. I loved Kojak. All righty. So now we are checking in on the number 2 song in the country this week. Never did go to number 1, because there was a song that's going to be next that held it off from that. Paul
when
Simon.
I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name,
when I was just a boy.
See now, who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy,
when I was just a boy,
singer in Sunday choir. She loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me.
She loves me like a rock. She rocks me like a rock. Oh, baby, she loves me.
She loves me, loves me, loves me, loves me. When I was grown to be a man, and the devil would call my name,
grown to be a man.
I say now, who do you think you're fooling? Consummated man, purity. My mama loves me. She loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me. Oh, she loves me like a rock. She rocked me like a rock. Oh, baby, she don't love me. She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me. And if I was the president, now, who do you think you're fooling?
Right
out the presidential seal. I'm up on the presidential podium. My mama loves me. She loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me. Oh, she loves me like a rock. She rocked me like the rock. Oh, baby, just love me. She loved me, loved me.
Love me like a rock.
Love me like a rock.
Love me like a rock.
Love.
Paul Simon. WRJN. Local news. Timeless hits. By the way, that's Paul Simon without Art Garfunkel. That was a solo hit for him. And the song never did make it to number one. It was number two in the country this week. 1973, and here's the reason why. It's Cher, Half-Breed, wrapping up 5 o'clock class reunion, 1973, on WRJN. Here's Cher.
My father married up your Cherokee. My mother's people were ashamed of me. The Indian said that I was white by
this week, on this date, as a matter of fact, 1973, Cher's Half-Breed on WRJN, just celebrating its second week at number one, keeping Paul Simon's Love Me Like a Rock, keeping that at number two, and Cher is still going strong. Looks really good, too. Class reunion, 5 o'clock class reunion brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168, and we sure want to thank you, Concrete Conventional. We just want to thank Concrete for bringing us this. Conventional Concrete, thank you so much for bringing us Kurt Vollmann's 5 o'clock class reunion. Tomorrow, there is no class reunion. And the reason being, hey, Brewer game. Tomorrow starts at 3:30. That's the pregame show here. And you can hear that show or you can hear that game live right here on WRJN. And the game is brought to you by Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery. They got good apple pies there, by the way. Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Keep your swing sharp all year at X-Golf Kenosha. Thursday, October 9th kicks off a 10-day fundraiser for the Kenosha Police Department with a special tournament. It's the KPD versus the public in a fun scramble format, all for a great cause. Enjoy giveaways like free golf rounds, KPD and X-Golf gear, and gift cards. And make sure you follow along on social media for all the action throughout the day. October 9th, X-Golf Kenosha, just off Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. It's more than golf, it's about the community.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
Brothers, WRJN, local news, timeless. It's Bill Medley is still alive from that group. He retired back last year. I miss him. Great group, though, weren't they? This association with Windy. That group, believe it or not, association still touring. Good for them.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Something good, WRJ and local news, timeless hits. Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits here every year at the Wisconsin State Fair, sometimes two nights. And you know why? Because people love him here in Wisconsin and because he's that good. And he's a sweetheart, too, by the way. Very, very nice man. So there you go. A state fair, if it doesn't get rained out like it did last year. Herman's Hermits, that's the show to see. Peter Noon. WRJN is expanding, so now when you head north of the Racine County line, although why would you? But if you do, along this lakeshore, you can hear your local news and timeless hits on 107.3 in southern Milwaukee County and most of beautiful scenic Caledonia as well. Clear FM sound for all of your favorite timeless hits, now even north of Racine at 107.3 FM. Speaking of FM, 99.9 Racine, 98.1 Kenosha, and then there's an old person like myself who still listens to radio on the AM 1400.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 27-year-old Milwaukee man is back in Racine County custody after police say he brought drugs to court and was nodding off during a hearing. Calvin Burnside was in court for a hearing on an earlier case when deputies say they noticed he seemed impaired and nodding off. A criminal complaint says a search revealed small baggies of fentanyl and cocaine along with a syringe hidden in his clothes. Burnside is charged with two counts of felony bail jumping on top of drug possession charges. He was released on the previous charges on a $1,000 bond back in April with the condition not to commit any new crimes. One person died and another suffered severe injuries after a head-on crash in Summer Sunday night. Police say a pickup truck crossed the center line on Highway E and hit an SUV head-on at about 6:30. The driver of the SUV was pronounced dead at the scene. The pickup driver was hospitalized with serious injuries. Authorities believe alcohol or drugs may have played a role in the crash. The Kenosha County Major Crash Assistance Team is investigating. More people died from domestic violence in Wisconsin last year than ever before.
A new report from a group called End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin counts 98 deaths in 2024, a record high since the group started tracking them in 2000. Guns were involved in most of the cases, and almost all victims were women. Advocates say the violence is rising just as key funding is disappearing. The group is calling for more stable funding and action to protect families statewide. Believe it or not, the holiday parade is about a month away. Applications are now open for the 2025 Racine Holiday Parade happening Saturday, November 8th. It's one of downtown Racine's most loved traditions where thousands gather to celebrate the start of the holiday season. Any group or organization can apply to join the fun. The parade kicks off with carolers and ends with Santa, a tree lighting ceremony, and fireworks. There's more about how to get involved on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. We'll look for sunshine for tomorrow, a high right around 60 degrees. And sun will continue to warm us up Thursday, highs in the low 60s. Temps continue to warm for Friday and the weekend, currently at 64 degrees.
If not for you, babe, I couldn't even find the door. I couldn't even see the floor. I'd be sad and blue if not for you. If not for you, babe, the night would see me wide.
This is right here at WRJN, and you know who wrote that song? Hey, boom, believe it, Bob Dylan wrote it for his wife, Sarah, at the time. Then his buddy, George Harrison, recorded it. And Olivia Newton-John had a huge hit with it. Here's Sam and Dave and Soul Man on WRJN.
I'm a soul.
The Beatles on WRJ and local news, timeless hits, honey. We can work it out. And I want to thank you for listening to Class Reunion today. I really appreciate it. There is none tomorrow, and there is no football this weekend either. So there, is there a Santa Claus? Yeah, we'll talk about that one later. Packers kicking off against the Bengals. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday at 3:15. Pre-game will be at 1 p.m. and it will be here live on WRJN. Packer football sponsored locally by Martin Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram in Union Grove, Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Papa John's, Royal Construction LLC, and the Lanes on 20. And even Anton Painting, Jeff Constanzo, LLC Home Improvement, Vessel Services. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's great. Kind of hard to remember that we still have the Packers season. Nobody's talking about them. You know why? Because Brewers are tomorrow on WRJN, pregame at 3:30 right here.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Powered by friendship, fun, and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal, maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers in October. 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Nobody can tell you. There's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you.
Take my hand.
Cass Elliott. Make your own kind of music right here on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and this singer, Stevie Wonder. Love him.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry.
Oh,
On WRJ with local news, timeless hits, and that's it for me. I have had a wonderful time. Thank you so much for being a part of it. So you take care, and Bobby, put the coffee on. There's Neil Diamond on WRJN.
Cracklin' rules that get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know. Have me a time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. Got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it. Your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Attorney General Pam Bondi went before a Senate committee today where she faced a lot of questions about the deployment of federal agents and troops to cities across the country. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin asked her about the planning.
I am not going to discuss any internal conversations with the White House.
You won't even say whether you talked to the White House about this?
I am not going to discuss any internal conversations with the White House with you, ranking member.
I noticed that. What's the secret? Why do you want to keep this secret? American people don't know the rationale behind the deployment of National Guard troops in my state.
National Guard members from Texas are now at an Army Reserve Center in Illinois, where a judge could make a decision soon on their deployment. Reporter Sabrina Franza is outside the facility.
We're expecting to see the troops from Texas start whatever mission they are about to embark on, protecting ICE and other